Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Walter! I know this is all about love, Patrick. Okay, I'm not open and resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going
That's
on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing new beginning. And I'm seeing
romance,
a job
wow.
really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm it's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question or follow-up for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No way!
Wow.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Raise Your Vibration Weekly Broadcast. Happy Cinco de Mayo. I am your host, Adam from Adam, and I'm happy to be back on the air sharing my Thursday night with you, and I am so glad that you have decided to share your Thursday night with me and my lovely co-host, my one and only Patsy Aguero. Good evening, Patsy. How are you? What's going on? Happy Cinco de Mayo. And I have her microphone muted. Patsy, I'm sorry, I had your microphone muted. Hello, how you doing, my friend?
I said, she sees us. Hola, everybody. You know that I'm Latin, and I love any kind of holiday that has to do with people having fun. Well, I like any holiday period. So I'm doing great, Adam. How was your week, hon?
Oh, wow, Patsy. I had a great week. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
How's my audio check? Let's do it. Okay. I had a great week, Patsy. It was an amazing week of learning how to be in the now moment while I am interacting with other people and giving other people, not just giving them my attention, Patsy, not just giving them undivided attention, but this week I discovered the power of just sending people positive love while they were talking by saying certain information like, this person is beautiful. This person is sweet. This person is kind. Mm-hmm. And noticing mm-hmm. how their whole expression or energy is changing. And it's been an amazing, amazing week of practicing that experiment and just seeing how the different interaction changes between us. And so it's been really amazing. I have some amazing stories to tell about that, but that's another topic, another time. But anyway, I've had a lot of fun. I started that experiment on Monday, and I wanted to, whoever I was talking to while they were speaking or just interacting with them, I just want to give them an affirmation in my soul, and it's interesting how it changed interaction. So anyway, I've been playing with that all week, and it's got me hyped. It's got me really excited, and I'm excited about being back on the air with you. How's your week? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a lot better. You know, I've had a really rough week. I've been to a couple of bereavement classes, and I've been to I've just been doing a lot of stuff, and I heard my brother hasn't been feeling good. He had to be sent to the emergency room today because they think he's got 2 tick bites, and that's in the back of my mind, hoping he'll be okay, and because he lives way up in Maine. So there's been a little bit of stress, but, you know, Adam, and what it made me think of is even with all these hard times and stuff, you know, how can I practice my own values and my own taking care of myself and also helping others and to try to find a balance. And, you know, I was thinking about Cinco de Mayo and the history of it. And, you know, a lot of Americans, including myself, always thought Cinco de Mayo was about some kind of Civil War liberation for the Mexicans, which it was not. And me being a school teacher, we had to learn about different holidays like that. And it basically was that France had loaned Mexico a lot of money. This is probably around the beginning of the Civil War time. And Mexico was kind of not paying their bills. So France said, well, we'll go over there and kick their butts and, you know, we'll get them on our side, because France kind of wanted to be on the side of the Confederacy. All right?
Absolutely.
So
if
they got a Mexico to be with them, and then there were a lot of Mexicans in Southern California, because California was a free state by that time. So just like the story in the Bible about Goliath, you know, and French went into heading towards Mexico, and they went to a city called the city was Puebla, I think it's Puebla or something like that, and it was called the Battle of Puebla. And so Puebla was like little David, a little tiny Mexican city kind of group of people, and they defeated the French and held them, were able to hold them back. And so that was on May 5th. I think, I'm not even sure, it's probably
1862.
About 62. So they were able to hold them back. So when the Mexicans in California heard about it, they were thrilled, you know, because they wanted their freedom and everything, and they didn't want to be part of the Confederacy. So it's interesting that those people fought for their own values, okay, and their own principles. And they wanted freedom, and they wanted democracy. And so eventually the French kind of took over Mexico for a while after that. That wasn't the main downfall, but that's what it celebrated. And there's people here that are Mexicans in this country that didn't even know about that Cinco de Mayo until they learned about it in school in America and everything, because it wasn't a real big, well-known battle. But the Americans kind of jumped on the bandwagon, the beer companies in the 70s and 80s, and wanted to take advantage of that. So that's how Cinco de Mayo really got real popular, making it a kind of a big celebration. So it's kind of an American and Mexican celebration together. And I just think that we look back to the basic principle of it and the basic values of people fighting for themselves. And how do I do that in my daily life, or do I do things, change my mind for personal gain, you know? And I'll have to admit, I'm not really good about it. I'm kind of wishy-washy. I kind of fall on the wayside, you know. Sometimes it's for personal gain. Maybe I might compromise what I paint because somebody was willing to offer me some money, you know. And there's little ways that can chip away at my value system. And rather than taking care of myself, I'll say yes one more time, you know. So, you know, I don't know. What do you think about all this, the values and the Cinco de Mayo and compromising and, you know, not just on Sunday going to church?
It's such a relevant and beautiful topic for us to incorporate, because when it comes to standing up and not compromising, it's so easy and it's so tempted to sell out and to buy out and compromise, but there is also such a high reward, both materially and spiritually, when you don't compromise your value. And when I use the word value, what I mean is that which represents what you find worth in, not so much your ideals or your beliefs. But value, Patsy, is when you compromise what you believe you have worth in. I mean, values are those what you have worth in. You may value having dinner time with your loved one, or you may Sunday afternoon be very valuable to you because that is a sacred history of your tradition or your culture, and that is something that you have value in. And when you give up that for somebody else who may say, well, Sunday evening is nothing to me, and they don't share that same value as you in that thing, you're actually compromising a part of yourself, and you're being untruthful. You're not being authentic, and you're not living in integrity. And it can have a corrosive effect on who you are as a person. And it's such a huge temptation all the time to give up our values, to give up to compromise on things that for us we find significant, that we have put value in, whether that is telling the truth, whether that is not gossiping, whether that is respecting all people, all religions, not judging a person by their color or their skin, praying, all those things that we may find value in our principles that we like to guide and live our life by. When we compromise those things or align ourselves in relationships with people who don't share our values, Patsy, the damage that we do, it can be monumental. Very much like if the Mexicans wouldn't have stood their ground and held to their principles and not compromised, that could have had a larger impact on the entire United States. And that's how it is with us. If we don't realize sometimes in our small day-to-day battles, when we don't stand for what we believe in and our values, it can have a corrosive effect on our entire life and our personality. And I am like you, Patsy. I find it a constant temptation every day to stand for what I may find value in or belief in. And you find a person who may you really like their company and their friendship, but y'all have different values when it comes to diet, different values when it comes to taking care of the body, different values when it comes to respecting people, different values when it comes to family. And you're constantly faced with the temptation of, what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose to honor your value and to continue to align your life and your conversation, or are you going to compromise? But I tell you, Patsy, when we compromise and when I compromise, the consequences always have like such a connecting effect on every area of my life. And I have learned the true value in the Father's prayer that says, lead me not into temptation. And I'm asking every morning and every other time when I'm praying to not let me be tempted to compromise my values, because I understand the importance of when we live our life along with our truth and in authenticity, it has a powerful effect on how we manifest our prosperity and our abundance and how we keep our heart open. So, Patsy, as soon as I recognize I've compromised on one of my values, I like to honor it, acknowledge it, and maybe I have to address the person and say, hey, I'm sorry, you know, that's really not something I value. Or I really find value in this or that. And I pray for courage to do that and make that correction. But, Patsy, it's hard work. I mean, it takes a lot of courage. It's not so much hard work, but it takes a lot of courage. Would you agree?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I get very – hold on a second. I'm going to sneeze. Well, I didn't sneeze. Okay, I get very excited when I talk to people and I get really enthusiastic at the beginning, you know, and saying I'll do this or I'll be there or something like that. And, you know, honoring my word is real important to me, but I have to start thinking about honoring my word to myself. And I went to a restaurant this week and got real excited and made commitment to be there in a few months and all this stuff. And no sooner did I get home, I said, you know what, I really don't want to do that. You know, I really want to focus on my art and my family right now and be still, because I'm getting a lot out of these conversations we have when the people call in, and I love to hear their perspective. And honoring myself is a real tough one. It's taken a lot of years to get to this point. So, you know, that might be where we have a beginning. Maybe that'll be our jumping off point, you know. How do you honor yourself?
How do you honor yourself? And your value. I think that's a great conversation to move into for our tonight's topic. Well, Pastor, if you're ready, let's go to the lawn and let's get other people's feedback on how they honor their values and how they stick to what they honor their values. And what are some things that they've had maybe struggled with as far as in keeping to their word and keeping to their honoring their values and their principles. And we can offer some readings. Are you ready, Patsy?
Perfect. Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. Our first caller, the last four digits are 7812. Caller, the last four digits, 7812. You're live on the air. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yes, I made it in first time. This is Carmen.
Carmen.
Hi.
Hey, Carmen. How you doing,
California.
Lady?
Hey. I'm in Georgia now, and This is a great conversation that you guys are starting. I'll go really quick into that part because I need help. Oh, gosh. My values, honoring my truth, is something that I was just journaling about last night because I got myself into a little sticky situation here in Georgia. And, you know, last night I started to say, okay, let me start taking some responsibility for this. Let me realize that, you know, I knew from how I knew this person that this was kind of a bad situation. I tried to force fit myself into something, and I tried to make myself be great for the situation. And sometimes when you just know something isn't right, you shouldn't try to just make it work. You should just, like, kind of move on. So anyway, I was kind of desperate. Because you guys know what my situation was in California. So I ended up in North Carolina for like a week and then down in Georgia. I've been here for about 2 months, but I honestly have been working my tail off like 24/7 doing a lot of things. And because I'm in Georgia, I don't want to go into too much detail of what I've been doing, but I've been working for someone and living at their home while working for them. And well, the person just turned out to be a little bit crazy. And they're the type that burns a lot of bridges. They're a little bit, I think, mentally imbalanced for sure. And it's got to the point where my pay has gotten cut off. So I had to cancel appointments. I was planning on moving to Costa Rica because I just wanted to kind of get somewhere where it was affordable for me. However, this person kind of convinced me that I should help them by bringing my car from California here. And so I paid all the money due on the car to bring it here. And then turned out the person wanted to use it for pleasure and not the errand that for the 2 months that I've been here we've been doing. All of a sudden there was this new thing that the person wanted to do that was pleasure for them. And they didn't want me to be involved with my car and where it went and all of that. So when I said I wasn't comfortable with that, it turned into a tantrum from this person. And, you know, each day I just try to take it with stride, but I realize that it's just a really toxic situation. I need to get out of it. And I've been trying to figure out where I can go. At the same time, I met a lot of new friends here. Nobody has a place for me to stay, but a lot of new cool people. And so I'm kind of sad to go. But basically, I have to have a conversation with them tomorrow. And I'm kind of wanting some insight on how that might go and if I will actually get money back.
I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath. Big breath. Okay. I'm hearing this. A lot of energy going on, a lot of stuff going on, but it's not about any of this, okay? It's not about any of this. This is just the bells and the whistles and the smoke screens, okay? Because what's going to happen is, your ego is right now flying really high, all right? And so what's happening is it's going to want to keep you for yourself because you're starting to grow, all right? And so if it can keep you all confused and all this stuff, it keeps you to itself. You're talking about maybe moving to another country, spreading your wings. You're ready. You're totally ready. So all these things are being thrown in the works to distract you, okay? So it's very interesting that I just pulled a card for you, and this is the Seven of Swords, which is very interesting because it's all about ethical intentions, okay? So about people prying into your life, you prying into other people's lives, all this mixture, okay? So it's really important for you to keep your eye on yourself. It's kind of like, it can range from anything like somebody cheating at a game that you're playing or somebody at work basically doing something that's unethical and stuff. It's not your problem. You need to stay focused on karma, all right? Also, there's somebody in the sidelines, like perhaps a relationship, okay, that you're trying to avoid or to appear interested in. And they're going to move on, I'm going to tell you, because they don't think you're interested in them. Is there somebody around you that you've been a little interested in the last few months?
Well, that sounds terrible, but the guy that I was kind of interested in is married. So he's not that interested. And then the other person is kind of not completely my type.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Nobody.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, nobody really blowing my hair back right at this moment that's, like, really in my focus.
Well, what I'm saying is it's okay because you're not going to stay there. You're going to be moving, okay? You're going to be shifting. And it's real important right now that you you discover your social skills, you know, you trust your own feeling, you trust your intuition, okay, because it's time for you to be patient and develop more creative abilities. So this is the time for you to trust yourself, get your creativity going, avoid getting into confrontation, scheming. Don't pretend to be helpless because you're very competent, okay? So this is a time for
you to
look at your toolbox, polish off the old skills, stay focused on that because a major change is coming, and I don't think this is a time to get involved in a relationship that you might have been looking at, and I'm glad you didn't go after the married guy. So I'm going to turn it over to Adam and see what he thinks.
Okay.
Hey, Carmen.
Hey, Adam.
It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Well, Carmen, I do want to just reiterate what Patsy said. What I got for you is patience, 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 and more patience. But it's a type of patience that you're not suffering. It's a type of patience where you're building within yourself. You're developing your skill. You're developing your power. You're developing your concentration. And when I say power, I'm referring to your manifestation powers, your ability to manifest and to focus on what you want and not focus on what you don't want. Right now, it's showing you putting so over-the-top focus on what you do want, what you don't want. And it's creating agitation, and it's creating you feel, making you feel very unbalanced and very unstable. And you were in such a great calm space at least somewhere about a month or 2 months ago, maybe 3 months ago, seeing that you tamed and such a surrendered great space, and now you let yourself be disturbed from that. But it's highly important that you get yourself back inside of Carmen. Get back in Carmen. Do not worry so much about what's going on and how you interpret that. Don't become a doormat.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody walk all over you, but be very careful how you interpret the other person's actions. And you, some things that's just happening, you're interpreting them as they're taking advantage of me or they're using me. And some of that is your interpretation, and some of that is happening, but you got to be very careful of if what is worth fighting and what is not worth fighting. But you don't want to jump too quickly, and you don't want to move in too big of a haste and go from one frying pan to another frying pan. And there's a huge shift patience that you're about to do that. But what I'm seeing is something is about to come for you by the end of this month or early June. I feel like it's going to be sooner than the end of this month, but it's a window that's going to be within 3 to 6 weeks from now. But if you are not grounded and centered in your space and going with the flow and remaining inside, you may miss this lesson at this window. You're not going to miss it ultimately, but you may miss the earliest window appearing of it. It's almost like if the UPS is coming to you, get you a package that you really need, but then you might miss it. You might not be home, so they'll leave a note saying, we'll be back tomorrow at this time. And so you really need that package right now. So you want to be wide awake, staying inside your house, which is inside your space, so you can hear that knock on that door. Because something is coming, but it's showing that you really have allowed something to take you out of yourself, out of your space, out of your presence.
Yeah. Do you think that because I was planning to leave like this weekend to Florida. Are you saying that I should stay here in Georgia and not leave right away?
Unless your plan in Florida is much well thought out and you know for sure that you're going to a better situation and it's well thought out and you're going down there with a plan and it's an invitation and something is calling you there and they're ready to receive you, then you could just be going from one frying pan to another frying pan. But I do see another opportunity that is absolutely perfect and ideal.
Yeah, because it was either
there
or... It's going
to give you an opportunity to work and make a lot of money.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, gosh, I feel so in flux. I don't know what to do because my friend from high school is in Florida, this girl. Or I can go to L.A., clear out my storage, sell everything, and then come back to Georgia.
Take care of yourself, Carmen. Take care of yourself.
Look, Carmen, I'm going to say you have to be still right now and get very clear and use and focus on what do you want, what are you trying to create.
Yeah.
Because you have a plan. So stick to your plan of what you're trying to create, what's your long-term goal. Go within yourself, but get whatever decision you make. Don't make it out of this fear and out of this anxiousness that you're in right now. Make it out of a sense of peace and complete acceptance and surrender. But don't forget, you can manifest what you want. You ask God for it, and then you trust it's coming. You have an amazing connection with the Supreme Being. If you just ask, you'll get it. But right now, you're not asking. You're worrying more than you're asking the Spirit.
Yeah.
We got another caller.
Okay.
All right, Carmen.
Thank you, guys.
God bless you. You're welcome.
It.
All the
Thank
best
you.
With everything. Keep us posted.
All
right.
Right.
Let's go to our next caller.
And I made a donation for you guys, too. Okay.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, thank you so much, sweetheart. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller, the last four digits are 8935. Caller, the last four digits, 8935. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Heather.
And where are you calling from, Heather?
Canada.
Canada, wow. I love Canadians.
Thank you. We love you, too.
Thank you. So, did you want to join in on this conversation of how you honor your own values or any stumbling blocks you have about that?
Oh, God, I'd be talking here all night. I get hung up on that sort of thing. I overanalyze everything to death, so that's how.
And it can be a tough one. Yeah, I hear you.
It is.
I hear what you're saying.
It keeps me up at night.
Wow. Well, you know, hold on a minute. I just pulled a card for you. It's interesting. This is another sword card, and you know, that's all about analyzing things and cutting through the stuff. And you know, it's telling me that what's coming up is that you're choosing to find the most difficult path, and you have an inclination to, like you say, to analyze things, you know,
mm-hmm.
And see what your enemies are and what your rivals are, and really, and it's interesting because when we do that, we think we're doing it out of being like constructive criticism, like, oh, I'm looking at both sides of the coin, I'm measuring away. But what it is, you're not following your intuition and you're not following your God center. Okay?
Okay.
So that's
what card is it?
What's that, hon?
What's the card?
The card is a Five of Swords.
Okay.
Okay. And so it's all about, you know, you having these mixed feelings and stuff. And there again, it's going to keep you very scattered. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So you have to kind of pick, you know, your own battles, like what you're going to choose, and follow that path rather than get all muddied and all the different things that can happen. And I think that being still, you know, that whole thing of maybe being overcome by, you know, getting defeated and opinions about personal attacks that people have on you, and you know, then you got a reason why you doing this. It's just, you're just getting too muddled in it. So I'm asking you to keep it simple, you
okay.
know, keep your choices very small, because I have a tendency to do exactly what you're doing. I could analyze, what do they call it? Paralysis of analysis, you know,
yeah.
You just will get frozen. And that's your left brain overriding that right brain. So if you can just back off, go outside, go to nature and say, okay, God, put your hands up. What do you want me to see? What do you want me to do? Show me a path, and believe me, you will manifest that and it will come to you really fast. But you'll stay spinning and spinning and spinning as long as you keep analyzing that. So I commend you on noticing that. That's pretty awesome that you can see that, because that's the only time we can change and heal is by being able to recognize that. So now you get to take meditation. You get to meditate on it. You get to look at it from a different perspective, and you don't have to ask 30 things about people about it. You could just make a decision from a couple of points and just go for it. And the adventure is going to be in the journey. You know, so what if you make a mistake? You have another journey, you know. So it's time to enjoy your life a little more. So I'm going to turn you over to Adam and see what he's picking up on this.
Hi, Adam.
Well, hello, my friend. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I do think it's time for you to enjoy your life. And I'm not going to say it's time for you to enjoy your life. I'm seeing you enjoying your life, but I see there's some nervousness and some hesitation, especially when it comes to your relationship. I am picking up in this reading an intimate relationship that you're involved in. It is coming up that there's someone that's making you feel good, sharing your time with. Are you in a relationship with someone that makes you feel like that?
No. No, I'm in a messy breakup.
You're in a messy breakup?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's initiating the breakup, you or them?
Him, but I think it was he just wanted me to change. He didn't really want to break up, and I don't think he's really admitting that.
Well, I'm not seeing this relationship over. I'm seeing that this is someone whom you can still share a lot of joy with, but there does need to be some compromise, and there does need to be some conversation and some things to talk about. And I feel like it's coming up that you may not be as open or suggestive to, or open or taking some things that may be suggested for the relationship, and I'm not telling you to compromise your values, but what I am saying is that there seems to be some happiness that you can share with this person that y'all may be forfeiting over little minute things.
Yes. Can I ask what card you pulled too?
I pulled three cards, but the one that is the two that are for sharing the connection with me is the Ten of Cups and the Four of Cups. You got the cup with the filling, but you got the Four of Cups reversed. And I'm interpreting that, and I'm picking up a lot of energy that you're not someone is feeling like they don't want to, as what Patsy said, they don't want to continue on. They're afraid of what if it's the wrong thing, or is afraid to explore, afraid to go deeper, afraid to find out what can we do to make this work, because the potential for you and this individual to have happiness and joy and to get along together is really great. I just feel like there does need to be a more commitment to each other when it comes to compromising, when it comes to verbalizing and expressing one's feelings. But I believe that what this seems to suggest to me is that this individual thinks a little bit maybe more long-term, and maybe you don't think as long-term as they do, or it could be the other way around, but there's something when it comes to the long-term future that y'all are in disagreement about. But I would encourage you to fight and know that you experienced some great joys with this person. I don't think you should just let it go so easily without challenging them to talk about it and to discuss it.
All right. Thank you.
Does that make that resonate with you a little bit, my friend?
It does. I was surprised. I thought this was completely over, right? Because he didn't seem to be putting the effort in. So.
No, I feel like he doesn't know. He doesn't. He's yet to find. He's waiting on you. It's almost like it's not that he's waiting on you, but I feel like I don't think if he knows you'll change. I think he came to the situation that he's going to move on. But I would encourage you to ask him. Did y'all have good time together? And challenge him to find out, is not those the good moments fighting and trying to make it work? Because I'm seeing there's some really good moments that came up between you two that y'all shared with each other. Is that not right?
Yes, I was very happy. We were very happy at one time.
That's what I was saying in the beginning, and I want to encourage you it's worth fighting for.
Okay. Thank
you. Okay, my friend?
Yeah.
You're very welcome. Have a great night. Thank you for sharing
too.
Thursday with us.
Bye-bye.
All right, our next caller, the last four digits are 8825. Caller, the last four digits, 8825. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Christian from Georgia. Hi, Adam. Hi, Patsy. Hi, Christian. How's
hey,
it going?
Christian.
It's going well. How are you guys?
It's good. It's
I'm
always
great. Thank you so much for asking. Thank you for sharing your Thursday with us.
Yay! I love
you. So, Christian, what about you? Tell us about, are you, you know, good about honoring your values? Are you having a little bit of trouble, or what's going on?
I'm pretty good about honoring them now. I have compromised myself enough, I think, in this lifetime to never do it again. Just because I have compromised myself a lot, and it doesn't feel good. And I've learned that I deserve to feel good. And so when I stand up for myself and I, you know, stand up for my values and the things that are important to me and I honor myself, I feel better. Even if other people are upset with me or disappointed, and I've even had to learn to deal with that as well. And what I've had to convince myself is that don't feel guilty about people being angry with me for standing up for my value. At the end of the day, if I honor myself, it was a good day.
I hear that baby in the back. Is that your baby?
That's my baby, yes.
Well, that's something you have to honor right there, being a mother,
absolutely.
You know. Because Mother's
yeah,
Day is this Sunday, so happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much.
Well, you know, I just pulled a card for you, and I'm working out of a couple of decks here, and this is a very interesting card. This is about that something is coming to an end that's really, it's very timely now. And, of course, without endings, you know, we couldn't have a possibility of having a new beginning, bringing new life to everything, you know, that we love and everything. It's just like spring and summer and autumn, and you know, it's all the colors are beautiful and everything. And then when the winter comes, you know, we're like, it's real hard to appreciate the beauty because it's just like everything's bare. But it's kind
yeah,
of like time to really rest and look at stuff, you know, and then you can look at that things that aren't necessarily beautiful, you know. So if you're dealing with some kind of separation or deterioration or something, you feel real vulnerable, it's time for you to just kind of back off and let that process happen. And I have a feeling that you're learning that. That's a big lesson that's come to you in your life about letting go. And
absolutely.
And
yeah,
yeah, I see that you're learning about rebirth, you know, letting go of
yeah,
things. Yeah, it's
wow,
really hard, but on a cellular level, I think you're getting it. And I loved when you said that about, you know, you're really looking at your own values and you're starting to honor that, because it takes a long time and it takes a lot of maturity to get to that point. So,
it does, yeah,
you know, you're going to have to learn to let go to be restored, of course. So I'm just going to say to you, if that situation is unavoidable, let's say if you're breaking up with somebody or a job or something and you're feeling like it's unacceptable, what I'm going to ask you to do is step back and start working with it so to help it mature. Do you know what I'm saying? Start saying, mm-hmm, okay, this is the end. It's kind of like a book that teachers, all the teachers got. It was called Who Moved Your Cheese or Who Moved My Cheese. And when these three mice or four mice, one of them, whenever they move the cheese, instead of crying about it, where am I going to get more cheese, another mouse just goes looking for different cheese. So this is what I'm saying. When you see that something's been taken away from you, you can sit around and crab about it and call 30 people, or you can say, well, you know, hit your hands together and dust yourself off and say, all right, what's new for me? What does God have in store for me? And that
yeah,
way you get to experience all the colors of life. You get to experience everything instead of staying in the darkness. So
yeah,
you get to get out there and be in the life. And you got a child, you know. You have more than one child, don't you? Yeah, I see another little child around you. Are you planning on having another child?
Eventually.
Yeah, I see that. I think there's a new child coming. Maybe that's when I see the renewal. But have a fabulous Mother's Day, and open your hands, baby. Open them up
thank
to the sky
you,
and let
thank
God work
you,
through you. Okay.
Yeah, I have been releasing the situation.
Oh,
and
I love that.
I'm,
yeah, I'm finding myself. I feel like when I get to a point where I feel like I let it go, I realize that I haven't let it completely go. And so I'm just kind of letting it go a bit at a time.
Right.
And I really just want it gone. I really just want to let go and have it leave, because I know that the old is leaving to be replaced with new and better. And I'm just looking forward to that part. But it's kind of bittersweet, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely, letting go. Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That was very powerful. Anna, what are you picking up? Any kind of change for her that's real powerful right now?
Well, right now what I'm seeing that's really powerful for her is her ability to harness and cultivate the ability to endure some frustration and disappointment, especially when it comes to your personal successes in life and maybe the lack thereof. Because it seems like there's a sense of just some strong disappointment when it comes to you just thought you would have be more successful at some project or something, or maybe just further along in life, or there's something that's really showing up, is really haunting you lately when it comes to your just personal success. Does that make sense to you?
Perfect sense,
and
yes.
you're going to have to just keep pushing forward. You cannot dwell on what went wrong or what has not happened. Why has it not happened? You just have to keep pushing, keep pushing, keep doing it, keep doing it. I mean, it took Tyler Perry 26 no's at banks before he got a loan to start his production company. And you got a lot more no's and a lot more rejection that you're going to have to endure. I know that you're feeling somewhat rejected by something that's not making you feel successful, and like maybe you're questioning your gift, your calling, your value, or your just ability to be successful at life. But you've got to hold on and make yourself push through this moment and through this disappointment, because you're about to activate some things that are going to soon make it rain in your life.
Oh, wow.
And when I say soon, I am going to say my soon in this reading is months, not weeks or days. Okay? So there's maybe a few more weeks, maybe just a couple more months. You've got to get through this process. You've got to get these no's before you get these yeses. But it's coming. It's coming.
I needed that.
With every no,
you're
getting stronger. With every no, you're cleaning up you're cleaning it up. Whatever no, you're getting more clear, and sooner you'll be going to come invincible. And once you completely let go of all fears of no's, you're going to be less than magnet. And then what the irony is, people are going to be coming to you.
Wow.
And the sex is going to be finding you.
Yeah.
And you might be even overwhelmed, because you realize, oh, my God, I put those flyers out or something, here's an example, 5 months ago, and now somehow or another, all of Atlanta is now responding all at the same time.
Wow, yeah. That just put another piece in the puzzle. I can see it clearly now. I needed that. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you. I missed your presence last night.
Oh, me too. I'll see you soon, and I'll finish listening to the show.
All right, awesome. God bless you. Thank you for sharing your Cinco de Mayo with us. Good night.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Pat, let's go to our next caller. The last four digits are 1144. Call the last four digits 1144. You're live on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Miss Phillips. Calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, hey there,
Adam.
Hey, baby girl. How's it going?
Oh, it's going much better. Much better.
Praise God.
Yes.
I'm so glad to hear you. Adam, you know everybody, I'm telling you.
Yes. Remember me,
Patsy? She worked with us last summer before she jumped up and left us to go to Arizona at the psychic fair.
Yes, I owe you a reading, Patsy, on that lower back and that health reading. Remember?
Oh, goody, goody, goody. Yep, I do.
Yes. Well, my thing for you is to get a chiropractic adjustment and no meat.
I'm under mega treatment right now.
Yeah. Get that low back done, okay?
Yep.
Well, I'm calling to get some assistance from you guys. I'm definitely in transition. I started a show on Blog Talk called Talk That Real Shit.
Okay.
It's on Blog Talk, and I do it weekly. Yeah, and I got over like 300 listeners within like 2-3 weeks. So
that's awesome. Listeners. Congratulations on doing your work, baby girl.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah, still working my 9-to-5, but I really want to see what the cards say as far as transitioning to doing things full time.
Well, what my phone got cut off for a second, and what I wanted to tell you is, how are you honoring your values here? Because that's going to be real important how this is going to play out for you.
Okay. So honor my values. Okay.
That was a conversation.
My moral
earlier.
Values. You're saying like my moral values, or just, you know, don't you know, settle
you're
for less, or
not settling for less. How are you trusting people? How's your honesty? How are you showing up?
Okay, gotcha.
What makes you work in your life, you know?
Gotcha.
So do you feel that you are honoring yourself and your values, or you feel like you're selling out? What do you think's happening with you right now?
I think I'm dumbing down a little bit because I have, like, multiple talents. I can sing, I can write, I can tell jokes, I can write them. Everything is created for me. It's on my, like, it's, I just really feel that a 9-to-5 is just, it's just tearing me down. It's like half of me, like, not even that. It's like 3/4.
So being able to jump out and do something else to honor what you really love is real difficult for you right now. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm in it. Like, I really wanna just quit, but I have 3 daughters to feed and bills. You know, it's like,
well,
walk on faith.
I've been there. I know what you're talking about. And what I'm gonna ask you to do there again is, get real clear on what you want. And when you have a lot of talent, it's really hard to get real clear, because I just pulled a card for you, and you're not going to believe it. I pulled a card in 2 different areas, and it totally talks about material stuff that's coming to you, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
About satisfaction of material needs. And but it's real important that you develop a new goal in life, you know? So you need to look for... First of all, look at your spiritual truth. You know, what are your truths for you? Write those down. You know, how can you honor yourself? How can you honor your children? And then you, when you work from there and you ask God to show you, then you're going to embark on a journey that's greater than you ever imagined. You know, things will be to you. It'll be the opposite of boredom or tired. You're just going to be on fire wanting to get this stuff done. And your children are going to be on fire because they're going to be excited about wanting to do it, because when you're happy, they're happy, and you know
yes.
that. When I'm happy,
yes. I have the best daughters, and you know, my oldest is 20, and you know, just thinking about it, we come a long way, you know, and she's going to college. She's not pregnant, and you know, she has a greater look, value, and views, because my life story wasn't like that. So she even thanked me for even taking her out of that environment. And, you know, and she pushes me and always asking me about what I'm doing and stuff like that. They're like my cheerleaders, and I just love them to death, you know.
I can see that. So you're going to be real secure now, and you're going to be floating really high. So trust your gut. This is a really high time for you to trust that, you know, your energy core in the middle, your solar plexus. This is a good time to really think of something bright yellow, put some yellow around you, around your house, and know that you're riding really high right now. A better position's going to come for you, you know, good situation. Don't give up no matter what, because it's here. It's already here. It's just a matter of you opening the doors and opening your hand to receive it. So Mother's Day is a major turning day for you. So fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a wild ride, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, Mr. Adam, what do you see for her? You're welcome, honey. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you, Queen.
Miss Lip, seeing things change around for you, too, in the future. Like, really, like Patsy said, I mean, you got the Sun card. You got the Lover's card. Things are definitely going to start shifting, and they're shifting now. It is going to be staggered. So I do want you to know that it's staggered. It's not all at one. It's not all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
It's one hand here to get up the stair. Another hand here. Another hand here. Oh, here's a rail now to help you walk up. And next thing you know, you're going to be at the top of those stairs. But your pattern, the way there right now, is really asking you to keep the faith. Keep the faith and keep Kim. I gotta step out of your character because I'm getting willing to get real personal with you. Your ability to make other people feel loved and sweet is really a top notch. And as I'm hearing your voice, I'm just reminded of when I got to interact with you here in Atlanta. Your ability to always make me feel so good about myself. You know, I'm almost making me a little emotional because I'm like, I miss Kim's affirmation.
I miss you too, Adam, so much, and thank you for helping me. You know, and doing, you know, doing little things for, you know, Zoe Williams and stuff like that. And I just appreciate you guys so much because you elevated
me. I want to tell you that is the way for you to your success. That's what God showed me. You have to do that with the smallest person you come along with to the greatest. Whether it's, and I'm not saying you're not doing it, but stay in that value. Stay aggressively helping somebody out, even if you don't feel like, well, how can they help me? I don't want to look out for them. They can't do nothing for me. But something is going to open up blessings for you. Even if the person you do think, well, they don't need nothing from me. They doing well. They do need something for you. Your ability to be the sunshine in everybody's life, from the least to the greatest, is immense and is enormous. And it's reading is saying that is your path that is going to get you to where you want to be at. Make people feel good about being on the earth. You can do that, Kim, better than so many other people. And you want to figure out in every little way, how can I make this person in traffic next to me feel good about being on the earth? How can I do it? And you have it. It's in you. You have a resource, a natural library, a go-to manual, how to make people feel good about themselves and feel good about being on the earth. And when you really begin to make that a habit of you, every interaction, I'm seeing that you're already there. You already know it. So when you start doing it consistently, you are going to shift things around so fast. You're going to get a hand here. You're going to get somebody going to say, you know what? You made me feel so good. I just want to help you do this. Here's this. Call this person. Do this. Do this. Do this. Do this. And then things are just about to look so good for you in the upcoming month. I said it's staggered. It's not all at one time. But I'm seeing you feeling such a great balance of doing what you love to do, making ends meet, coming to such a good balance. I'm seeing it beginning around August and then really culminating around October. But from here on out, it's going to get one step, one step, one step. Okay?
Yeah. I really envision August, October, too. And I've been, like, I've been, like, trying to put little money away for just in case I need to do a trip or somebody might request for me. You know, I can just fly out or drive. You know, so that's what I've been putting in the universe, too. And then, you know, and I just like to say this. Even when you give people the love, it's hard for people to receive that because they think it's alternative motive. And you'd be like, no, this is just how I am. Like, you know,
continue
I can call
to do
an
it.
X,
and they
X.
are going to think that, but you got to continue to do it, my dear.
Yeah.
Well, Kim, thank you so much for sharing your Cinco de Mayo with us. It was lovely to hear your voice.
Well, thank you so much, guys. I miss you. I will be seeing y'all probably next year.
Hey, will you please
All right,
text
we'll be looking
Adam.
Forward to it.
I'm sorry?
I said, will you please call Adam and get my number and give me a call?
Okay, I have your number. I have your number, and I will call you.
All right, sweetie.
Okay.
Have a great Mother's Day, honey.
Right.
Love you.
You too.
All right. Have
Love
a great
you guys.
One. All right.
Bye-bye.
Love you too, Bobby. All right, our last caller for tonight, the last four digits are 2603. Caller, the last four digits, 2603. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Chastity Monique Melvin, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, my God. It must be your birthday this week. It sounds like a birthday.
Well,
and
hello,
I just
4
years old yesterday.
What's that?
I just turned 40 years old this week.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what? It used to say life begins at 40, but it begins at 50. 40 is, you're just still going. It's just wonderful. It's an incredible time of life.
Well, thank you. I'm going to enjoy it then. That's what I needed to hear. I love listening to you guys. You guys rock. You're awesome. And keep doing what you're doing, okay? I love you both.
I love you. Now,
you love
want
me
to listen
too,
to what
Let
I
us
told
give you a word
you?
For your birthday.
Oh,
What's
please,
that?
Please do. Please give me a word for my birthday, please.
Can I talk?
Yeah, Patsy.
Hello? Yeah, I was going to say this card that I got for you, which is symbolizes unconscious power and drives and energy. So right now is a real, real good time of energy for you, okay? It's all about strength. It's all about magic. It's all about using all your talent. So it's real important that you stand in the light right now, okay, because that's what this card stands for. It stands for energy, creativity, vitality, and joy in life. And that's what you represent to everybody that's around you, Chastity. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patsy.
Yo, I'm going to turn you over to Adam.
Well, Chas, I'm seeing you having to really begin to fight for what you want. I'm not a fighter. I know you are. But I really am seeing that you really got to fight for what you want and really learn that balance of that sometimes what we talk about, Cinco de Mayo. It's funny, we're going to end the last caller with the birthday girl about Cinco de Mayo. You've got to start standing up for what you believe and what you value. It came up with that Five of Swords that and sometimes you've got a lot of – there's a lot of disappointments and there's a lot of frustrations of things that didn't happen. But that's because you haven't really stood up for your values. And it's time to know that some things are worth fighting for and some things are not. But you've got to stand up for your values, and you're going to begin to work with other people, compromising, but not giving into your values, and you're going to start to see a lot of success come and go. But your success is going to come with a success here and maybe a loss here, a victory here, a loss here. That's the path and the plane that I'm seeing you navigate the next 6 to 9 months is a victory here but a loss here, a gain here but a loss here. Very much like an athlete in a season, a good win here but then a bad loss here. But all of those are going to keep adding up, and you're going to realize you have way more wins than you have losses. So just get ready to keep rolling with them, okay?
All right, I'll receive it. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Thank
All
you,
right.
honey.
We love you. Thanks for sharing your Cinco de Mayo with us. Well, Patsy, we are out of time. It has been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show. I want to thank everybody for calling in and joining with us. Patsy, how would you like to leave our listeners tonight?
Well, I would like to leave our listeners with two thoughts. Number one, I want you to thank your mama for giving birth to you and your sister. Because I'm crying now. I'm so grateful to have you two in my life. So thank your mother for that for me when you talk to her on Sunday. And number two,
definitely will.
I'm going to say integrity is choosing your thoughts and your actions based on your values, not personal gain.
That's beautiful. Patsy, thank you so much. Happy Mother's Day to you, my friend,
thank
my spiritual
you.
Mom. You're a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful mother figure to all of us. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for this wonderful conversation. Thank you for your insight and your wisdom. And thank you all. Happy Mother's Day to all of you all. Happy Cinco de Mayo. And we look forward to being back on the air next Thursday, same time. Good night, everybody.
Night, night.